I'm Ashley Thompson.
And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. NATO's Secretary General accused Russian President Vladimir Putin of trying to weaponize winter by forcing the Ukrainians to, quote, freeze or flee and dividing the alliance.
Our meeting here in Bucharest is sending a strong message of NATO unity and of sustained support for Ukraine.
NATO foreign ministers met in Romania to drum up support for Ukraine as Russia bombards energy infrastructure ahead of the frigid winter. An uneasy calm is hanging over Kyiv as residents of the Ukrainian capital prepare for Russian missile attacks aiming to take out more energy infrastructure as winter approaches. To ease the hardships, NATO allies planned Tuesday to boost provisions of blankets, generators, and other necessities. The allies want to make sure Ukraine's 43 million people can maintain their resolve in the 10th month of fighting. Targeted Russian strikes since October 10th have battered Ukraine's power grid in what Western officials describe as a campaign to weaponize the coming winter cold. U.S. President Joe Biden praised the national soccer team on Tuesday after its 1-0 win against Iran during Qatar's World Cup.
USA, USA, that's a big game, man. When I spoke to the coach and the players, I said, you can do this. They went, they did it. God love them.
Biden was at a semiconductor facility in the northern U.S. state of Michigan when he ran back to stage to congratulate the team. The United States triumphed on the pitch over a longtime adversary Iran in a World Cup showdown overshadowed by protests raging in Iran and laced with decades of political tension between the two countries. This is VOA News. There's a new report from the Pentagon on China's military strategy. VOA's Marissa Melton reports.
The Pentagon said Tuesday that China will likely have a stockpile of 1,500 nuclear warheads by 2035 if it continues at its current pace. The figure underscores U.S. concerns about China's intentions for its nuclear arsenal. Pentagon Press Secretary Pat Ryder.
The more proliferation there is, the more concerning it is, the more destabilizing to the region it is.
China says its arsenal is dwarfed by those of the United States and Russia. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
The UN Special Envoy for Syria warns the military escalation in Syria is dangerous for civilians and regional stability. He is urging Turkey and Kurdish-led forces in the north to de-escalate immediately and restore the relative calm that prevailed for the last 3 years. But he said his major concern is escalation between U.S.-backed Kurdish forces and Turkey's president, who has vowed a ground offensive. A Walmart employee in the eastern U.S. state of Virginia who says she barely missed being shot in gunfire that left six coworkers dead has filed a $50 million U.S. lawsuit, AP correspondent Norman Hall reports.
The lawsuit filed in court in Chesapeake, Virginia, says Walmart allegedly continued to employ the shooter, a store supervisor, despite what it calls Andre Bing's known propensities for violence, threats, and strange behavior. The plaintiff is Danya Priolo. She alleges that she has experienced post-traumatic stress disorder, including physical and emotional distress. Walmart, which is headquartered in Bentonville, Arkansas, said in a statement that it was reviewing the complaint and will respond as appropriate in court. I'm Norman Hall.
U.S. militia leader Oathkeepers founder Stuart Rhodes has been convicted of seditious conspiracy for a violent plot to overturn Democrat Joe Biden's presidential win, handing the U.S. Justice Department a major victory in its massive prosecution of the January 6, 2021 insurrection. A Washington, D.C. jury on Tuesday found Rhodes guilty of sedition after 3 days of deliberations. The latest British census has found less than half of people in England and Wales consider themselves Christian. It's the first time the country's official religion has been followed by a minority of the population. Figures released Tuesday show that 46.2% of the population of England and Wales described themselves as Christian in the 2021 census, a more than 13% drop from 59.3% in 2011. I'm Joe Ramsey.